For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good, good. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And is this for you, is this the unofficial start of football season, or what is your unofficial start of football season?
I don't have an end to football season.
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah, I hear
the
you.
Start of the busy season, for sure.
Is this the unofficial start of the busy season? Yeah, is that a better way of putting it?
That is definitely a better way. And it's good. You know, it's good that we're going to have a chance to talk to Kirby this week and Jake Fromm and Andrew Thomas and J.R. Reed. I think that's good. You know, people need to get a taste of what Georgia football is all about. I think, you know, as I said before, you know, I think Kirby runs a really good program. I think he kind of does himself a disservice by not having more access, because he's got a lot of really talented guys that are able to talk intellectually and clearly with the media. And the way they hide them, you think they're, you know, that they couldn't talk or something. But, you know, you meet these guys in public and, you know, they're polite young men. They're intelligent. They go to one of the top 15 public universities in the country. And it kind of does them a disservice not to let them talk, in my opinion, because I think Georgia's got a very special collection of athletes over there on that campus.
Yeah, and I was talking earlier. I was told, like, Dabo says, you know, he only takes seniors to the ACC media days. But do you consider that a loss for the ACC that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to their media days? Or how do you view what student athletes come? How do you look at that?
Well, no, because Clemson has open practices. You know, I went to their spring game, and, I mean, for that matter, I mean, I know Dabo going back to the 90s, but I was in their locker room after the game. I heard him talk to the team after the spring game. So, no, you know, he has open access at his school, and that's really what I'm talking about. Now, who you bring to Birmingham, is there's politics involved, and obviously you can't bring 30 guys, but I'm talking about on a weekly basis.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know how it is, David. I mean, yeah. Kirby gives you the same six or seven guys the whole year, like the other guys can't talk or something. It's just not the way it is. And I don't know if that's because that's the way Nick Saban does it. It's certainly not the way it's been done at Georgia in the past. And if there's a weak part of Kirby's game, that's probably it. You know, it's probably that he doesn't let people see enough of the program that he's built. And so really, Georgia, for being a top five team, they really don't get a lot of national exposure. And all you got to do is look at the preseason All-SEC teams. You see six or seven Alabama guys on it. That's twice as many as Georgia. And we sat here the last 2 years and saw Georgia play Alabama even. So, you know, I think Kirby could help himself with marketing. And this week will help Georgia. I think people will be impressed with Jake Fromm and Andrew Thomas and J.R. Reed. But I can think of a dozen other guys they'd be impressed with if they had the opportunity to talk to them.
Mike cut on there. Hey, Mike. SEC Media Days. A lot of folks, you know, it's sort of a mixture of very serious conversation, maybe some approach. This week was sort of a little more of a playful approach, like, hey, the guys are relaxed, kind of having fun for the last time before they go back out to their campuses and get their fall camp underway. How do you approach this? Is this an opportunity to really talk to some players in a very serious tone and get things dialed down, or is this more of a fun, kind of a late-night show type atmosphere to you? How do you approach media days?
Well, you know, honestly, for a beat guy and for the guys that cover Georgia on a regular basis, it's kind of cover the bases, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of people there that don't know anything about Georgia football. They're going to ask the same questions we asked all spring. They're going to ask the same questions over and over and over. And it's kind of repetitive. Now, every once in a blue moon, you know, a kid will be asked a question, or we'll have a chance to ask a question, you know, and get some new information or something that, you know. But for the Georgia fan base, I got to tell you, we got a Dog Nation forum, and the people in there are, you know, this is a very well-educated and well-informed fan base. The people that follow Georgia football, they know Georgia football. So, you know, you got a lot of goofballs here that are going to ask some dumb questions that, you know, oh, geez, can't you ever beat Alabama? Oh, boy, ha-ha, how many times have we heard that one, right? What's Kirby really going to say different? Well, there's nothing we can do but go out and play him, you know, one at a time. I mean, you kind of already know what's going to be said before it's said. And it's too bad it has to be that way. But, guys, I got to tell you, you know, there's what, 800, 900 people that are going to be here at this event. And so when you're standing around a guy, there's 30 other people there. There's 30 people around these kids. And it's tough. It's tough to get a question in. It's tough to get any kind of interview going because one minute Jake Fromm's being asked what he thinks about the new offensive coordinator, and then the next guy wants to ask what kind of shampoo he uses. So it's kind of a – I can't use the word I want to use, but it's kind of a poo-poo show. How about that?
You brought up one of the things I was going to ask. It's sort of the storylines that will revolve around Georgia the next couple of days, tomorrow specifically. The Alabama hump, I'm sure, will get brought up a lot. I'm sure we're also pretty fresh off of the Jeremiah Holloman dismissal. How much of that is going to be a talking point this week, do you believe?
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, and again, you guys know I come on this show every week.
Right.
And, you know, 95% of the time I'm talking Georgia football, man. I'm green light and I'm thumbs up, but this media area is an area where Kirby has really fumbled the ball. He should have addressed the Jeremiah Holloman thing since the announcement came out. What everybody's going to ask, including the national media, is when did Kirby Smart know that Jeremiah Holloman admitted to police in an interview? According to the police report, he admitted that he struck his girlfriend over a year ago after the 2018 G-Day game. Okay. Now, the alleged victim, and I used alleged because it hasn't gone to court yet, but the alleged victim, and it won't, the case is inactive right now, but the alleged victim didn't come forward with this report until June 2nd of this year, and J.J. Holloman wasn't interviewed until June 6th, and the report wasn't made, you know, filed until June 11th. So Kirby didn't, the earliest I believe Kirby knew about this was after the police report, because in my opinion, had Kirby Smart known about this a year ago or before this June report was filed, he would have made sure that J.J. Holloman had a lawyer sitting next to him during this interview. But he didn't, and that tells me that Georgia did not know, that J.J. did not tell the staff. That's what I believe. But now Kirby's got to answer that. He hasn't met with the media since that. I think the story broke, I want to say, June 22nd. Instead of just having a five-minute press conference, he could have just handled this with his local media. It would have been a dead story. He let this thing linger. And so now all the national media are lined up looking to find out if Kirby Smart and Georgia have a Baylor thing going on, and if they knew they had a guy on their team that was involved in domestic violence. I don't believe that. I cover the program. There's no way I believe that. But again, we're dealing with people who don't know Georgia, who don't know Kirby Smart, and rather than, you know, meeting with the media and getting this story out, Kirby's let it linger. And so that's going to be the big story when the national media lines up to meet with them tomorrow and people are going to talk about it. It's going to get brought up and drug up again. So, again, this is an area of Kirby's game that's got to get better. It will get better. He's a smart guy. When he goes in front of the media, he's very good. But as far as his media strategy and thinking things will just go away, he's got to realize nothing goes away in this day and age until you acknowledge it and you answer it.
Mike, I know you got to run here in just a second. It seems like it's going to be the media will pick Georgia to win the East and Bama to win the West and Georgia and Alabama to meet in the SEC championship game. Any other couple of quick storylines of teams that we, you know, like Missouri, you know, what's their situation? Any other things you're looking forward to?
Yeah, Kelly Bryant's there, you know, the former Clemson quarterback, and he's got eligibility. Now, we know Missouri, as it stands, can't go to the postseason. Now, they've got an appeal filed, and we'll see where that happens. But, you know, Missouri, to me, is kind of the dark horse in the East. I mean, I think they're the threat. They gave Georgia a pretty good football game there last year. And, you know, Kirby even said after they beat Missouri by a couple touchdowns and held Drew Lock without a touchdown pass, he said, you know, this win's going to look a lot better later. And it did. I mean, Missouri really should have been a 10-win team. You know, you look at how they lost to South Carolina and Kentucky in both kind of fluky fashion. Meanwhile, Kentucky was a 10-win team. I don't think they get anywhere close to that. But Missouri, to me, is kind of the dark horse. Tennessee's a game in Knoxville for some reason. ESPN seems to think that's the game that Tennessee or that Georgia needs to look out for. Maybe it's because that's the only game Jake Fromm hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in his career, or maybe because they think Jeremy has Kirby's number. I don't think so. I think Georgia's a loaded team. I think Georgia's got a lot of great things going on. And, you know, my attitude towards it is probably the same as Kirby's. Kirby probably just wants to get in and out of Birmingham with as little as trouble, as little friction as possible. Because you don't want it to turn into some clown show. You don't want to become the national story is what you don't want to do if you're Georgia. I mean, Kirby intentionally keeps a low profile. Again, I think he could have helped himself out had he talked about the Holloman thing before this. but now that thing is kind of mushroomed, and there's a lot of people whispering and asking. You know, I know a lot of these national media guys ask me, hey, has Kirby said anything about this? Hey, why don't you think Kirby's talked about this? Man, I don't know. It's Kirby. There's usually a method to his madness, guys, and maybe we'll find that out this week.
All right, Logan will see you over there in a little while, but glad you made it over there safely. Have a good week, and we'll be interested to hear your analysis next Monday. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, David. Have a good one, man.
Thanks,
guys. All right, there you go. Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.